This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, we back. It's time for River Motown and Deacon Death Jail. Go ahead.
Ooh, time for us to fix the way we come back in to the show.
Huh? Yeah, everybody.
We gather this morning under precarious circumstances and situations.
Yeah.
Sister Strawberry is not here this week. We're being introduced and led in by a cartoon character. We are going to have to deal with this week in hopes that she returns soon.
Yeah.
Why Sister Farrell is not doing this is beyond me.
He'll be doing it tomorrow. But
if it continue money. This way.
Hey, buddy.
Right there. Let us begin with church complaints before I issue my complaint. Go, come on, Deacon.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pastor. We got a situation. You know, we are in the middle of December and the Christmas holidays. Is coming up amongst us. So we got a problem. Lil Derek said he did not get what he wanted for Christmas last year. So he wants the church to pay for him a visit to the North Pole so he can see what's really going on and why he didn't get what he was looking for. Yo, call, Pastor. He said he's not going to tell everybody what he wants this year and what he went through last year. He wants to get a flight up there. And see what's happening.
Well, let me help you understand. Lil Derek has been on the naughty list for the past 13 years. He ain't ever come off the naughty list. Now, I know Lil Derek ain't getting what he want, but the fact that he's getting anything is nothing but a miracle of God. And Lil Derek, ain't no need you flying to the North Pole because it ain't now.
Wait, what?
Don't do that, Pastor. Wait.
No, it's time for little Derek know some things. Ain't no tickets to the North Pole. If you go up to the North Pole, you ain't gonna believe it. Ain't nothing up there.
Don't say that, Pastor.
So if you keep on, little Derek, exactly where we gonna fly your ass to the North Pole.
Lord, I'm there.
Come on.
All right, Pastor. The Christmas play. The Christmas play is pretty much canceled. We can't find a baby that meets the weight requirements. All the babies are overweight. We've tried to lay six of the babies in a manger and wrap them in swaddling clothes, and we can't get the blanket around none of them. Do you have any suggestions so we'll be able to do the play? We don't know what we're going to do at this point. It's not working.
We were going to eventually run into this problem.
Really?
Cause of the weight of the children's now.
Yeah.
We can't get I knew we was gonna have a problem when 6 of the kids was camels last year.
No.
Pastor.
That was a...
You can't say everything that comes to your mind.
Well, Pastor. I'm just saying that what happened, and Sister Bernice's girl, Trenafia, was the background of the manger last year, the entire background. She just stood there with a sheet on and they drew the head, everything on her gown. She was the backdrop last year. And we knew that was her own problem right there. And then Octavia Spencer's grandson, Nariah was the sky at the last. He was the whole sky. They hung him down off of Gafflin, and they put stars on his gown. So we gonna have trouble with that. If somebody has a newborn baby that's willing to sit there and play the baby Jesus, we know.
Yeah.
We may have to cancel the nativity scene this year.
No.
Well, we gonna have trouble. You can't have that many camels in the
You
manger.
Know what? If you say camel one more time.
All right, here's another situation. Brother Akeem.
Everybody had a gift for Jesus. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Brother Akeem wanted to help with the kids' Christmas program. Now, as you know, he's very militant, Brother Akeem is. He told the kids, if a white man come down y'all's chimney, light the fireplace immediately and see what happens. You're going to have to talk to him, Pastor. You're going to have to. He's out of control.
I've talked to Brother Akeem about that, and we're not getting anywhere. His militancy and racial bias is causing a lot of friction. In the hood. I've talked with Santa Claus, and they're going to bypass his house this year. Because last year, Santa Claus did catch a fire and suffered third-degree burns and messed up a lot of them. I'm so sorry.
All right, and this is a terrible situation here. Brother Danny Flowers was told he needed a new motor for his car. He got upset and went and bought 2 horses from Universal Circus and tied them to the front, knocked out the windshield, and claimed that he had reindeers pulling his old Buick down the street. He got 3 tickets, all right, and the horses are in the back of the church. What do you want to do with these horses? He was telling people they were reindeer.
That's another. See, that now we're getting back to the whole problem with the nativity scene. Them ain't horses in the back of the church. Them is 2 of the choir members that's back there tied up. They was mistaken for horses.
Too far.
Because Bernitha had bought a long ponytail, and that, they immediately thought she was a horse. That's what that is. We got a several problem. We got to wait.
We
got to
go. Thank you, Reverend Motown, Nika Dev Jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.